From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Phil Jobs, this is the IRD. What's the state of play?
Yeah, it's not great. It's been quite a light week for economic data, actually, Mike. That does change today. We've got the release of the ANZ Business Outlook. Now, there could be a bounce in that. Sentiment might improve. I'm just not sure when they received the responses to that. If they received them after the RBNZ, if they did, we could see a bounce. But yesterday, we got the latest monthly employment indicator release from Stats New Zealand. So this is called monthly filled jobs. That's sourced from IRD numbers, so monthly, so high frequency. The employment indicator fell 0.1%. Now, the previous month, it fell 0.3%. So you've got consecutive months of declines. The annual change is minus 0.5%. Now, the thing we're seeing here, Mike, is job loss is now being seen across a range of industry. So you look, manufacturing, retail, construction, weakness in those ones, that's old news. That's been going on for a while, but we're now extending these losses into the service sector, so it's broadening. Now, the monthly employment indicator tends to be a forerunner of what we see in the quarterly economic employment surveys. That's where we get things like the unemployment rate from. So it seems to be a good indicator of where the unemployment rate will go. There are no prizes for actually assuming here that it's going to go up. It's just a question of quantum. Look, labour supply, Mike, that's been going up as a function of high levels of migration. So we've been importing people, it gives you more workers. That supply impulse is slowing as migration slows. So if you're looking for some positive news on employment, that is it. Mike, it has been an awfully long time since we've seen this sort of weakness in the filled jobs number. I had a look right through this data yesterday. You've really got to go back to the period right after the GFC to have seen this sort of weakness in employment. I cannot see this metric improving in the short term. Yeah. You've got further cost out measures in private sector, shrinking government payrolls. So we are unfortunately still going to have worsening employment outcomes in front of us for a little while.
Indeed, jobs lag, don't they? Woolworths, supermarkets, not just a result, it's all political these days, of course, supermarkets.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, Woolies, now, we normally don't highlight this because Woolworths is not a listed company in New Zealand, but such is the focus of cost of living pressures, the focus on duopolies and monopolistic behaviours. I thought we'd have a look. The Australian parent company reported yesterday. That report gives insight into the New Zealand operation. So New Zealand Food, the New Zealand part of Woolworths, continues, as they say, to be materially affected by higher wage costs and a value-conscious customer. You might recall supermarket workers all got a lift in worker compensation, and the businesses said this was going to hit their profit, and it did. So wage costs have increased 19% over the past 2 years. That increase is much higher than what they've seen in sales growth. So this has resulted in a 57% decline in normalised earnings for the New Zealand operation in the 2024 financial year. So they are under pressure. Management suggesting it will take some time for New Zealand to recover to the returns that they believe the operation should deliver. So on the face of it, even the much commented and probably maligned supermarket duopoly is being hit by the economic headwinds in New Zealand. Total sales did increase to just over $8 billion. It's an enormous number, isn't it? Yeah. Normalised sales growth, 1.3%. They did see an increase in e-commerce sales, margins decreased. I would make the comment, however, Mike, if New Zealand not going that well, the parent company Australia, their share price actually went up yesterday because Australia, the total result did beat analyst expectations, over $3.22 billion of earnings. So look, there are some questions of how does the transfer pricing work. I don't really know. The fact of the matter is they are reporting lower profits and under pressure in New Zealand, but they're still doing okay in Australia.
I need some numbers.
I can give you those. So we're all sitting here waiting around for NVIDIA. The world of financial markets are on the edge of their seat waiting for NVIDIA. Now, they're actually reacting fairly negatively as we wait for that. I think it'll come out just after 8 o'clock our time. Yeah. The Dow Jones is now down 353 points. It's 40,898, so that's down 0.85%. The S&P 500 has now dropped more than 1%. 5562, that's down 63 points, but the NASDAQ getting hit quite a bit harder, down 280 points, 1.6% fall so far, 17,474. FTSE 100 overnight dropped 8343. The Nikkei was up 83 points, 0.22%, 38,371. Shanghai Composite dropped 11 to 837. No real move in the ASX 200 yesterday. Closing mark was 8071. We gained 19 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, 12,470. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar against the US continues to be reasonably strong, 0.6230, 0.9204 against the Aussie, 0.5608 euro, 0.4729 pounds, 90.17 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $2,505. Brent crude is $79.01. But yeah, Nvidia will set the tone for markets into the weekend.
Let's talk about it tomorrow, coming in after the bell. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.